Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the trial continues today of Riad Bouchecker, and our courts correspondent Frank Graney is at the Central Criminal Court today with the latest on this. And Frank, yesterday the jury was given a fairly comprehensive overview of what Riad Bouchecker is alleged to have done. Will you tell us what the prosecuting barrister had to say about the Parnell Square attack and the accused man's alleged role in it?
Well, it's the prosecution's case that Riad Bouchecker approached some young school children with a knife and that he just started stabbing. He, as we know, was accused of trying to murder 3 of the children, 2 girls and 1 boy. And he's also accused of assaulting 2 others. And aside from those charges, he's accused of causing serious harm to a childcare worker who was preparing to bring the children to an after-school creche. She, we heard, was responsible for the children that afternoon, and the jury was told they'd hear from her in due course. She herself was stabbed as she tried to intervene. The jury told yesterday that she grabbed Mr. Bouchecker from behind, pulled him back, all the while shouting at him to get away from the kids. It was only then that she realised that she had been injured herself. Members of the public also intervened, including a French man who crossed the road when he saw what was going on. The jury was told that he managed to get the knife off Mr. Bouchecker, and he was also injured in the process. And I should say that this was all revealed to the jury yesterday by way of the prosecuting barrister's opening address. So it's not evidence, and the jurors were told that yesterday. It's simply a roadmap, I suppose, of the case that the prosecution intends to present to the jurors over the coming weeks. But it will obviously be in due course up to the 9 men and 3 women on this jury to decide on the facts of the case.
And while sketching out the case against Mr. Bouchecker, the prosecuting barrister also spoke about the knife used. He also touched on the Garda investigation then that followed.
Yeah, and again, this was just to assist the jurors by way of explaining what the case is about, what evidence they're likely to hear, what issues they'll ultimately have to decide on. Carl Finnegan is the senior counsel, the prosecuting barrister in this case, and everything he referenced in his opening address will obviously have to be proven in evidence. But he did touch on the suspected weapon, as you say. He described it as a central exhibit in the case. When Gardaí arrived on the scene at Dublin's Parnell Square, they were appointed, we heard, to the location of the knife. It was lying on the ground close by. As I say, that French man who intervened had taken it off Mr. Bouchecker and had thrown it away. Photos were taken of it before it was seized and retained by the Gardaí. Mr. Bouchecker was arrested, having been restrained and brought to the ground by members of the public. We heard that he suffered a head injury during that intervention. He spent weeks in hospital as a result. After he was discharged, then he was taken in for questioning. And the jury will no doubt be taken through those Gardaí interviews in far more detail later on in the trial. But yesterday, Mr. Finnegan touched on them. He said that Mr. Bouchecker told Gardaí that what happened was a mistake. He said he did something but didn't know what it was. He said he didn't want to kill anyone that day. He said he was upset because social welfare had refused his application. He said he wasn't in his right state of mind, that he didn't mean to do what he did. So again, just a thumbnail sketch that was given to the jurors yesterday in relation to the Gardaí interviews and the medical evidence and whatnot that will obviously be presented in evidence in far greater detail as the trial moves on.
Okay, now one of the witnesses yesterday is the mother of a young girl who was left with severe brain damage as a result of what happened. Will you tell us, Frank, what she shared with the jury in her testimony?
Yeah, and she can't be named, I should say, and that is to protect the identity of her daughter, who was, she had just turned 5 at the time, back in November of 2023. And in her evidence yesterday, her mother described dropping her off before going to work. She said that she received a phone call that afternoon to say that her daughter had been stabbed. And she said once she got that call, she grabbed her things as she ran out the door, ran to Parnell Square, where a Garda cordon was already in place. She said there was a large crowd there. She said that she could see ambulances, fire trucks and Garda cars. She said at that moment, having seen the scene unfolding in front of her, she said she stopped breathing for a second. She said she just kept running until she got there. When she did, she identified herself to one of the Gardaí. That Garda led her through the cordon. And she said that the first thing she saw was the accused man being put into an ambulance. She said that she then noticed five advanced paramedics surrounding and working on her daughter. She said that she could see her little girl's pink backpack and her pink shoes. And she said that she just stopped as she let the paramedics work on her daughter because she knew at that moment in time there was nothing that she could do for her. She said her daughter was brought by ambulance to hospital. She followed in a Garda car. Her daughter was taken straight to theatre for emergency surgery. She had lost a lot of blood. And this witness said that she remembered the first question she asked the surgeon was, is she dead? Due to the lack of oxygen to her brain, she said that her daughter suffered a severe brain damage and is suffering from injuries as a result of that to this day.
So what else did the jury hear yesterday, Frank?
Well, she was asked this witness was asked specifically about how her daughter is doing now. And she said that she's now 7 years of age. She's in a wheelchair. She's nonverbal. She's been fed through a tube because she has to learn how to swallow. She can only answer yes, no questions through blinking, can't go to the toilet by herself. She can't reach for anything by herself and she needs medication to sleep. She wasn't cross-examined yesterday by the defence. So when she finished her evidence, other witnesses were called. The jurors heard from the mother of another alleged victim, another girl who was 6 years of age at the time. Her daughter, she said, was quickly taken to hospital that day. So she met her there. She noted that she had a cut to the back of her head. A fragment of her skull was gone, she said. She had surgery that night, was able to go home soon afterwards. The father of another alleged victim, a girl, was also called. He said that he became aware of what was going on after taking a call from his sister who was attending a gallery on Parnell Square that day. And when he got to his daughter, eventually he said that he noticed she had a lot of hair stuck to her right shoulder. Her coat was cut to a fine slash was how he described it. He said that she was very quiet, in shock. He said that she had wet herself. The jurors heard an account from his wife, that girl's mother. Also, the father of a 5-year-old boy gave evidence yesterday. He too described dashing to Parnell Square on the day in question. And he said that when he was reunited with his son, he said he noticed blood on the sleeve of his jacket. His top and t-shirt underneath were cut on the right side. He said his son had a slash mark on his chest. It was bleeding a little bit. So he said it brought him to hospital. In hospital, his wound was cleaned and dressed before he was allowed to go home.
And do we know what is in store for the jury as they return today, Frank?
The jurors were told yesterday before they left, and it did wrap up a little bit earlier than expected yesterday. And the jurors were told that they would see some CCTV footage today. A montage has been prepared for them. Outside of that, we don't know what else the jury is expected to hear today.
Okay, well, Frank, you are going to be with us here on the programme every day covering that trial as it goes ahead. And if listeners want to get more detail on the proceedings at the Central Criminal Court today, be sure to listen to Frank's podcast. It's called All Rise, the Riyad Boushakr Trial, released every evening on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcast. But for now, Frank Rainey, thank you for joining us.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.